in this bulletin. Investigations continue into a suspected anti-Semitic attack in Melbourne. Australians warned about Boxing Day scams. And in sport, the 80th Sydney Hobart Yacht Race about to get underway. With all the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Katrina Stirrett. Police detectives say no arrests have been made so far as part of an investigation into a suspected targeted attack in Melbourne. A vehicle with a Hanukkah decoration in St Kilda East was lit on fire on Christmas Day. Police say they're treating the incident as arson and a targeted attack, and they are searching for a 47-year-old man, John Argento, to assist them with their inquiries. No injuries were reported. A woman and three children were evacuated from a house nearby as a precaution. Members of the public who have information or video footage are being urged to contact Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000. Liberal MP David Southwick says he wants to see State Parliament recalled to expedite reforms to stamp out anti-Semitism.
Nobody should have to deal with this as we wake up on Christmas Day, the day of celebrating with families and friends and loved ones. This is an attack on somebody because of their faith and their background. And it is an attack on all Australians. And I think it is, again, another wake-up call to our leaders today to do more. Jacinda Allen must recall government. Jacinda Allen must recall Parliament.
Australians are being warned to look out for shopping scams during the Boxing Day sales. The Australian Banking Association has released research showing nearly two-thirds of Australians have been exposed to a form of shopping scam. Fake order confirmations were the most common type of shopping scam. The CEO of the Australian Banking Association, Simon Birmingham, says Boxing Day sales are a time that scammers exploit due to the increase in online shopping activity. He says buyers should double-check they are purchasing from a legitimate website and watch out for text messages about missed deliveries. Officials in Turkey say authorities have thwarted attacks over Christmas and New Year's planned by alleged members of the self-proclaimed Islamic State group. Istanbul's prosecutor general says 115 people have been arrested so far based on intelligence indicating that the attacks were imminent. The police made the arrests after raiding 124 places in Istanbul. Several pistols and ammunition were seized in the raids. Turkey shares a 900-kilometre border with Syria, where jihadist groups are still active. Another massive storm has hit Southern California, raising fears of more deadly floods and mudslides following a 24-hour period that left two people dead. Forecasters are warning the additional rain could increase the risk of debris flows in waterlogged areas scorched by wildfires in January. They are warning that these burn zones, stripped of vegetation, can no longer absorb heavy rainfall. Residents in Wrightwood in California were urged to evacuate. Local resident Michelle Myers says she's thankful that her father was assisted by firefighters when the storm hit.
And the sediment is all the way to the top because the wash behind just completely overflowed. But one of many places. But my dad woke up yesterday morning, or I woke up at 8 a.m. with a phone call from my dad saying that the firefighters had just rescued him. And I said, from what? And he said, from 2 feet of water in my apartment.
In sailing, around 130 boats are preparing to battle tough conditions in the Sydney to Hobart as the yacht race gets underway later today. The journey to the finish line can be completed in under 36 hours, although this has only been accomplished twice in 80 years. Edward Townsend Medlock from the Bureau of Meteorology says participants will have to contend with strong winds at the start of the race and possible heavy rain and gale force winds by New Year's Eve.
Within the harbour, we're looking at winds fresh coming from the south, around that 15 to 20 knot range as you come out of the harbour. On top of that, once you get out of the heads and into the open water, you'll see the wind strengthening to 20 to 25 knots over that open water, with gusts, of course, being higher, and coincident with a swell coming from the south. Also worth of noting that the high tide's at 109, so you'll be sailing out during high tide out of the harbour.
And that's all the latest from the SBS Newsroom. More to come this evening. I'm Katrina Stirrett.